You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hi, I'm Shane, and this is Smosh Mouth.
And I'm Damien Hawes. Joining us today is Arasha, a Smosh member, and, dare I say, a friend.
Oh, I think we're friends.
Okay.
Okay.
That is a very interesting thing right up top to discuss if we're friends or if we're coworkers.
Ooh.
Well, because when Angela came in this morning and she was like talking about an experience with somebody else calling us her coworkers. I was like, we're not coworkers. And I was like, oh, wait.
I feel like I get the opposite with Angela because I was like, how are you doing? And she like literally put her hand on my face and was like, I'm not on the clock for another 5 minutes and pushed me away. And I was
we don't talk yet.
She's like, it's not 8 a.m. yet. Shh.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like,
yeah, it was weird. Her fingers smell like pizza.
Oh.
I feel like we're in a weird space where it's like you're more like teammates. Right?
I love that.
You know, like it's probably similar to like people who play sports and like it's like, they're your teammates. You're in like an agreement, but there's a camaraderie that goes beyond just like we work in the same place.
Totally, totally. But we hang out outside of here.
Totally.
I feel like if that's the analogy, everybody's like on a soccer team, but I'm like playing tennis in the corner and everyone's like, that's Damien. It's a solo sport and he screams a lot, but he's also here.
What?
Tennis is your solo sport?
Isn't it?
I mean, I guess, yeah. Yeah, you're playing one other person.
I guess.
But I think there's kind of like teams.
There's duos.
I think
I was just making a tennis joke. I actually feel that I love this group and everything's lovely.
I think tennis is actually a great way to describe Smosh because there are duos.
There we go.
Right.
Sometimes it's a solo sport.
You know what?
Let's go one step further. It's Mario Tennis because there's weird power-ups and you're like, that, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
Mario Tennis. I don't think I'm familiar.
You know Mario?
Yeah.
You know tennis?
Buddy, don't do
put
this.
Them together.
No.
Put them together.
I don't think they put them together.
It's now crazy. You know.
I don't think that's true.
Now you know.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Mario Golf?
No.
There's a whole
You guys
series
are combining Wii with Mario.
No, what?
Well, there's both of those too.
Yeah, that also
they
works.
Come out with new games all the time.
Well, but Wii
well,
Sports.
He doesn't have a Wii, we don't think.
Who's he? Damien?
Mario. It's
Mario.
Like a Ken doll down there.
Yeah. He's not technically, I don't think he's technically a human.
Mario?
I thought Nintendo, it came out, I was like, he's not.
Canonically, not a human, does have two butts.
Yes.
What?
He's a plumber.
He's like, I know my calling. I want to make toilets for people like me.
Some of these things have been lies. Some of these things have been true.
Yeah.
Before we started recording, we were talking about your lie from this year of your fake engagement.
It's such a harsh word that's now just tossed around, right?
Sorry. Our lie.
For Bit City, you lied about being engaged.
Yeah.
But you were telling us stuff that we didn't know about.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, So obviously it was 4 months that the lie had happened. So there had to have been.
Crazy when you put it in perspective.
There had to have been lots of interactions with the cast that I was pranking, which was all of you, and Fabian, who was going along with the lie, of course. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Fabian is not as good a liar as I am. He's
a very genuine dude.
Right.
Yeah.
So he kind of just like, you know, was like, I'm fine with it, but like, you know, leave me out of it. Like, I'll be in the photos and like whatnot, but like, you know, I'm going to stay at home. I'm not coming to the office. Which was like, of course, the least that we could
do. The ultimate prank is making him go along with it until you're actually married. And he's just like, how long do we take
this?
Right
at the altar. Like,
psych! Got you.
But he was bound to run into, because we're all friends, the cast outside of the office. And so I think there was one time, I believe, you know what? It might have been Amanda's baby shower that this happened. Ooh, but Angela went over to Fabian at the bar, and she was very excited. She was very excitedly was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. Like, I'm so happy for you. And I think Fabian had that moment of like, what is she talking about? But then also like freaking out and being like, oh yeah, I can't be the one to mess up this lie. And just ended up being like,
Shut up.
And Angela's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he was like, it's a secret.
This thing that you had told everyone in the office. You like came into the office like, guys.
And Angela's like, sorry. And just completely disregarded it. And so similarly too, Tommy had once come we had all gotten coffee or something. And I think Fabian had just picked me up. And so then when we were leaving, Tommy was like, oh, by the way, like, congratulations. And Fabian was like, oh, thank you so much, man.
Wow. So he's not just not as good of a liar, but it seems like it's a hard concept in general. <'Cause> the thank you so much was fine, but the lead up is...
Thank you so much.
Right. And I very quickly was like, and thank you so much, Tommy. Thank you. See you later. Goodbye. And parted ways much after the fact when it was revealed. I think Angela and Tommy both were like, wait a minute. That's why Fabian was a weirdo. That's why those interactions happened.
I didn't think about this until recently. I knew about the lie from the beginning.
Right.
I had overheard a conversation. I knew.
Yeah.
I was trying to have it flipped on you.
Oh,
did I ever tell you that?
You were trying to prank me.
I was talking to Aaron and being like, this is a perfect time to like, let's make some big fucking grand gesture that then puts you in a place where you're like, oh fuck. like we throw a huge part, like have it be like, oh, Angela threw a huge party for you and spent like $1,000 on it or something. Like, I was like, oh, I had all these ideas.
Damien's dying and his last wish is to see you happily married.
No.
Like, is that a Russia?
No.
Come closer.
Oh, but it didn't happen. But.
No, because I was also on guard. I was like, I knew that they were going to try.
It got to you.
We did joke a lot about like, oh my gosh, 4 months, like that really messed us up. How was it for you?
Terrible.
It was awful.
So I think I've told you this, Shane. Damien, I thought Amanda was pranking me with her pregnancy.
You were certain till like the end.
Till the end.
I did just get, I was cleaning stuff up last night and another Reddit story autoplayed.
Yeah.
And it was the one where you turned to Amanda and you're like, take that off. And we're like, you can't tell a coworker to take off the clothes. You're like, no, the baby bump. Take that off. It's fake.
No, 100%. I thought it was fake from the beginning.
So funny.
And that ruined me.
I know.
Because I was genuinely so happy for Amanda, but there was a part of me that was like, I can't get got.
I know.
I can't get got. That will ruin me. And Amanda has a story, too, where she showed me, I remember, I was like, from the beginning, I was like, do you have any, like, sonograms or, like, you know, anything that you can show me? And she was like, yeah, I have, like, a sonogram appointment, like, coming up, like, I
do you have
soon
proof?
Enough. And yeah. I was like, yeah, make sure to, like, show me, like, I want some. She was like, yeah, for sure. She had her sonogram appointment. I still remember the date was, like, it was February 15th.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, here you go. And she handed it to me. And at the top, it said February 14th. And I was like, this was this morning that you had the sonogram? And she was like, yep, just this morning. And I was like, that's so weird because the date says February 14th.
She and must have been like, so what the fuck is wrong
and
with you?
She was like, well, I mean, it's the first sight of my baby, so I think I'm just focusing on that.
she's like, Dude, it reminds me of Reddit stories how
I was going to say.
The thing that's now most obvious if someone's like doing some shady shit is they're suspicious of everyone
of
around
everybody.
Them. No, it's like, because when you're doing some shady shit, you're then like, well, other people are capable of doing shady shit to me. Like,
yeah. I believe nothing. I believe nothing these days.
You.
It's actually awful. The 4 months was terrible. Nobody was more excited for the reveal than me because I needed to relieve
That's
myself
amazing.
Of the guilt. Like, the reason that Shane knows was because Courtney got too involved, where she was, like, excited and getting emotions involved. So then I was like, hey, we have to tell Courtney because she's getting too involved and I don't want people to be manipulated.
Yeah.
So we told Courtney, and then by proxy, Shane had overheard
but
and found out.
I realized looking back, like, I probably looked like a cold-hearted bastard because at these things, I was never saying congrats or anything to you. I was like, you but probably like, gave me, like, I'm engaged. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Who cares?
I didn't notice, though.
No, like, yeah, obviously. But I'm just like, oh, shit. I realized I did not play much of a part in it. Like,
and it's so okay. Again, that's what I wanted.
Sure.
I wanted distance from it. I wanted, because I think that's how I had told you and Olivia, was it was such a quick, like, hey, just want to, like, let you in on this.
Oh, no.
Now, forget about it.
No. Arasha, my friend.
Oh, no.
You didn't. I found out on Bit City by watching Bit City. I saw the reveal.
Oh, but that
not,
it wasn't
not,
real. That it wasn't real.
I saw the
real,
reveal
right?
that it
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
real. And it
yeah.
was just like, well, shit. But also, like.
That saved you from finding out in Summer Games.
Which I wish.
Right. I got to have the shock at home.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like. You being like, oh, I was worried that I was coming across cold. The way the Smosh office works, because we often have different call times, if you get cool news from somebody, it is likely that there are two or three different batches of people that have already heard it.
Totally.
And so people learn about things in waves. And there might
totally.
Be one other person that's like, oh, my God, congratulations. So, like,
right.
I never suspected a thing.
Yeah.
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 That's
all right.
Though,
that ring, though, was basic as hell. And
I didn't want to say it.
Like, it didn't fit. I'm pretty sure it was like $5 off of Amazon. And like, so all the girlies were like, let me see the ring. And I was like, okay. And I showed them and they were like, gorgeous.
Of course.
De Beers Diamond Company is just plummeting stock now. Like,
and,
no, it doesn't matter.
Yes. And you saw the episode, of course, then with all the phases. That was what the funny thing was now they were lying to me, where I was sending them ugly, ugly dresses and invitations and having a wedding at the New England Aquarium.
Because what are people going to say?
That sounds great.
That's what Amanda said.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Amanda's going to be down.
Amanda was like, oh, the aquarium. And I was like, yeah, they have a spot in the
if
back.
If there is anyone you want to be supportive of your decisions, it's Amanda.
Yes.
Like, you could be like, yeah, we're having it at a trash dump. And she's like, you know what? There's something beautiful about
that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Finding beauty where other people could not.
Yes. And she's being real when she's saying it.
Yeah.
Like, she's someone who finds the beauty in all the things.
Right.
So, but can I just, aquariums are awesome, though, right?
I like aquariums
a lot. I like
a lot.
Aquariums. I think, like, I don't know if I'd have a wedding there based off of, like, smells, maybe.
I would have, like, a I'm turning 14 birthday.
Yeah.
at an aquarium. I don't know if I do a wedding, but also someone's, like, aquarium wedding, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's go see a whale shark.
Hey, aquariums are for birthdays
about,
and field trips.
If the bride and groom like it, that's all that matters.
100%.
Boom.
I will
Boom.
Say New England, that would suck of you. Because you're not from New England, are you?
I went to school in
okay.
Boston.
So that's a destination wedding for everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that sucks.
That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we made sure nobody bought flights.
That's
nope,
yeah,
nobody,
smooth.
Nobody
good.
Bought hotel rooms.
Smooth.
That's
we were
good.
Like, do not do anything.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Smalls.
Shane, I don't know about you and your cats, but my cats are very refined, and I feel like they can always tell when food has garbage ingredients, and I don't want that for them. I want them to have great gut health.
My cats can tell, too, which is where Smalls comes in. Smalls cat food is made from protein-packed recipes with preservative-free ingredients, so your cat's gut is definitely going to be happier with it. It's great stuff.
And it's delivered straight to your door. And did you know that Smalls was started by a couple of guys just home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends? Should we maybe start cooking some cat food together as friends?
Here's a review from a real Smalls customer. Jennifer M. said, after every feeding, he gets this burst of energy and starts running around the house, and his fur is softer and more vibrant with higher contrast. Honestly, I wouldn't recommend anything else. And my cats, I've had the same experience. They love this stuff. And and like I said, it's hard to get them to eat certain things. They're picky.
Absolutely. And I love that. This is the first time you've mentioned Jennifer M. And is she a friend? Is this someone you cook with?
She's someone we can trust. What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, get 60% off your first order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. One last time, that's 60% off your first order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show. So, I'm doing a horrible segue here.
I can transition. That's the lifestyle that I lived.
And that's so great that you said that, because this episode is the lifestyle episode.
Oh.
We wanted an excuse to talk about things we like, habits we do, lifestyle stuff.
Yeah,
from that, like, when it comes to clothing, hygiene, the rituals, all that stuff.
Yeah,
anything we want to talk about. This is the episode for it. This is the GQ episode.
I got something right off the top.
Whoa, okay.
Something that I need to implement in my lifestyle, which I think is very different from a lot of people, is I actually really welcome change.
Mm.
I need to have it. So all my roommates passed. Actually, like. Can attest to this. I need to, like, change.
Yeah. Your phrasing again would be like, all my roommates died.
Now
it's like,
God.
My roommates passed. I'm like,
all my roommates passed. I'm like, I'm
what?
So
all
sorry.
All my roommates are dead. Yeah. And that's
mysteriously,
how I live my
one
life.
By one poisoned. It keeps happening.
I think you're a little suspicious.
Right.
There.
From the past, they can attest that I love rearranging furniture.
Oh, I've heard that's really good.
I need to, like, move things around every few months. I need, like,
away
something to switch up away from what?
I said, oh, every few months.
Every few months, yeah. I need it regularly. I just think it, like, energizes and activates me in a way that if it's the same thing, I end up feeling really antsy.
Yeah.
Do you have a TV, like, in your spaces?
I do. So the TV is mounted right now, but it's so funny because the latest installment of what I wanted to do was to take it off the mount and move it, like, onto a stand on, like, the side of the room. And where the TV is right now is the obvious place of where the TV
sure.
needs.
That's the problem is, like, with a TV, there's, like, kind of one spot for
yeah.
it, usually.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think it's, like, it's experimental, honestly. A lot of it's like, okay, hey, this didn't work, but it was a change, and that stimulated me. Let's move something else around.
Yeah,
okay.
But
I like that.
It's difficult when there are places for things to be.
I've heard that's good to do.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I've heard that it's like refreshing for the mind
it
to
is.
Change things up.
I think I need to do that.
Yeah.
I have trouble with it because a lot of the furniture I have is older. I like the like older vibe of things, and old growth forests are like stronger wood. So it's like heavy wood stuff as opposed to the thinner, you know, kind of more modern things. So if I want to move something, like, I damn well better be sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
I struggle. I feel like in most of my setups throughout my life, I'm like, it just doesn't work. Nothing else works.
Yeah.
And I really, this is a personal thing, I don't like like a couch in front of a window.
Or like, I also I'm like, a that's window, what I got going on.
I have like very specifics of like what goes in front of a window. Right. And I'm like, I don't like when it's a couch.
Yeah, I think they say the same thing about a bed, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not like, supposed to cover the window or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's like a safety thing with earthquakes of like, oh, if the window shatters.
It just feels weird. Like it just feels exposed. Like anyone can just be looking at the back of your head at any time. Like, what are you doing back there?
I'd rather them see the back of my head, though.
Yeah. But I guess the alternative is you staring straight out a window while you're watching TV on your sofa. So I don't think.
Well, and especially if it's a tiger, then you need to wear those masks on the back of your head because
you
need to be making eye contact so that they don't pounce on you.
Right.
I learned a crazy tiger fact the other day.
Okay, hit us with a tiger fact.
You know how you see them as orange and you're like, there's no way you're built for this environment. Animals don't see orange. They see it as green, which means its camouflage is crazy good.
Yeah. There's a great docuseries of like animals at night. And it covers that about like how their prey, and they show like this is what a tiger looks like. All right, it was like animals with like had to do with color, it showed what it looks like to them, and it's like you don't see that tiger.
So
at all.
So tigers think they're green.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Right, like in their head, they're like
they're
green.
They're like, I'm green, dude.
Probably
green.
They know about colors and they say it all the time. They say I'm green.
Yeah.
And they say that.
That's what tigers are telling me.
They disproved that theory about colors, right? That, like, the color that you see might not be the color that I see, which might not be the color that you see.
Well, I mean, I think that is true in the case of people who are colorblind.
Right. But not, like, I feel like I heard that theory that was, like, oh, I could be, like, this is red. And you could be, like, yep, that's red. But your red is different than my red.
Yeah.
And that's not true, right?
I don't think that's true, but I didn't read anything or see anything about it being like, oh, they've disproven it. But like, yeah, I would imagine that the way in which we receive and perceive colors is probably a lot to do with what our eyes are capable of seeing. And unless someone has like an actual reason for their eye being structured different, you'd be like, that's blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, it was like a theory at first and it was like one of those like, oh, like, blow your mind
how
with
would you
this.
Prove, how would you prove this thing?
But then I think they were like, no, that's not true because eyes have cones and rods.
It's a theory, but based on the first time you smoke weed in college and you're like, what if the green I see
is,
oh, speaking of cods and rones.
College?
Cones and rods and all that stuff. Did you know that past a certain point in your peripherals, you don't see color?
Oh.
You think you do because your brain is filling it in, but black and white is the rods and color is cones. So the cones are going this way, but past here, you're not seeing color. So, you know, if you were to hold up something to your side here where you could see motion, you know, it'd be like, what do you think this is? Green? Oh, it's blue. Like, you can see the motion, but you don't know what color it is.
Well, so your brain is filling it in and guessing.
So like, but if you're looking this way and I'm right here and you know that I am a brown woman.
Yes.
Are you in your head still understanding that I'm
everybody's white
brown.
Right there.
Am I white finally?
In the periphs,
am I white here?
To the left of me, I just feel like a Taylor Swift album is just playing.
Everybody's Taylor Swift right here. Guys, I saw Taylor Swift the other day. She was right over there.
That's what she meant with that problematic lyric of like a neighborhood where everyone looks like me. It's because she's looking forward and her neighbors are to the left and right. And it just looks like Taylor Swift.
God. That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, they're coming from
Damien, I'm going to the fun part about you hosting is you say a bunch of stuff that I'm like, that was all new information for me in jam-packed in like 10 seconds.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So lifestyle tips.
So lifestyle stuff. I broke it up into categories in my phone here. I made a doc.
Okay.
Where does changing around your furniture go in the doc?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad we got it out of the way then.
I guess. I actually don't know. Home. Before we continue, we filmed next week's episode already, so I'm going to say it again. I know I got a little bit of eyeliner on.
Oh.
We filmed a sketch yesterday, and I can't get the eyeliner off. So it's just a little bit.
You need some micellar water?
I don't know, man. I try. I'm really bad at it.
Micellar water is the life hack. I got a whole jar of it right there.
It is the life hack.
Thanks for telling me before we recorded.
I didn't know. I asked what the makeup thing was, and you said figure
it out.
Didn't
even look me in the face.
Respectfully, you haven't asked me once about micellar water via text or
I don't
verbally.
Know about it.
I'll tell you the hack. It's that you get micellar water, and then you get, like, a bunch of cotton pads. And I think there's something that you can buy where it's, like, you just take the cotton pad and you just, like, dip it in the thing. Yeah. Selena knows. She's doing the thing.
Lifestyle.
You do that, and then you take off all the makeup.
It's real cheap, okay. Too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Lifestyle,
home.
So the first one I have is like hygiene, like morning routine type stuff.
Ooh. Yeah,
I will say I was someone, I feel like a lot of dudes, I did not moisturize until I was like,
you have to.
I was like 26 when I was like, I guess I'll start doing this.
You have to.
And I felt it. It's not like a thing I'm like, oh, I look different. I just was like, oh, I feel better.
Can you like, can you both just like mime the way you put moisturizer on, please?
I unfortunately do it the way that
I. You just slap your fucking face?
So. I go back and forth depending on how lazy I'm feeling. When it's something like, you know, starting with like a hyaluronic acid, I will take the dropper and I'll just do boop, 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 and just do like the pats in.
Okay.
I'll do the pats in. But then when I take a moisturizer, like I've been using snail mucin lately, on top of that, that's when I'll just like gently rub it in. I'm not going to do stretch the skin. But I'll, you know, I think a little bit of rubbing in is when people are like, oh, you're going to stretch your skin by some gentle rubbing on the face. I'm like, well, that's life, I guess.
No, yeah, fuck like, that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm doing it. Cowboy style.
Yeah, get the fingers in there.
I'm not like moisturizer, just like.
Yeah, that's it.
Going nuts.
I can just see you with like moisturize, like too much moisturizer on your face.
I'm like, well, the more the better. The more moisturized I'll be.
Yeah.
Because Courtney's like really a pro when it comes to all of it. Mm-hmm. So yes. She'll see me sometimes. She'll be like, so what I think you should maybe do. I'm like, yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I got this big.
I've ripped my face in half.
Fabian's the same way too with like with chapstick. I think a lot of guys are like this too with chapstick where they're just like, let me just get.
Jesus. That's terrible. Okay to do with Chef Boyardee, not with chapstick.
Now, I bet you guys do it too. You get like.
I'm a pro when it comes to chapstick.
Oh, yeah?
Because when I was a teenager, I took Accutane, which makes you a dry scarecrow man.
Yeah.
I was applying chapstick all the damn time.
Yeah.
And so I got really good at just doing it. Just,
oh, good.
Yeah. It's a sensory thing for me. Whenever I'm, you know, getting makeup done for any kind of job where they're like, and we're just going to put some moisturizer on your lips, it's like, and there's so much. Hate it. I just have to have the right amount of chapstick.
And it has to stay within the lips. Just see so much that's like on the outside.
I'm also an Aquaphor girly.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
nice.
Aquaphor. I've been using Aquaphor forever.
I do the Cetaphil.
Go off, queen.
I do Cetaphil because I got eczema on the skin.
Yes.
But yeah, for facial stuff, that's the morning. For evening, I will do a similar thing, but with some retinol.
Good.
I also use a very gentle cleanser in the shower. And if you are somebody with a beard, I use a specific beard soap in the shower, and I have this like silicone like scrubber so that you get rid of any like ingrown hairs. And then afterwards, beard oil, a little bit of beard balm.
Really
smells like amber and vanilla and cinnamon.
Whenever I've had a beard, I'm pretty, I need to like learn the routine before I grow it out again.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it gets itchy and I don't like it. It's because I'm not taking great care of it.
Right. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And then why I never commit to it is I feel like I always have to shave it for like a character or something at some point.
Yeah.
So. At a certain point, you just say no.
Yeah.
I was like, Augustus doesn't have a beard. He does today.
He does now. Yeah.
I also heard another myth debunked, or rather, it's a new, no, I don't think it's a myth, and I don't think it was debunked. Anyway.
So you said nothing. But you've been talking for like 15 seconds.
I just want to make sure I'm accurate
I'm
saying.
You've given us absolutely nothing for a while.
Okay, I have something to say.
Please do.
Go on.
I heard that you actually shouldn't wash your face with cleanser in the morning.
Is that right?
That's apparently like another hack.
I feel like it changes every week.
Right.
It's like egg cholesterol. Is it good?
It's okay if you do, but it's actually like much better to just let your like face naturally take in all the sleep juice that you've accumulated overnight.
Love that.
Slumber water.
Yeah. Slumber water. Yeah, like let your skin really just like rise up and take that.
Mm.
So I haven't been like washing it with cleanser.
Dream milk.
No, don't make it milk. I know sleep juice wasn't the best offer,
Nightmare soda.
No.
Ooh, I like nightmare soda.
I think like particles, like sleepy time particles,
yeah,
you know?
Sure, for
you
sure. Know? All the bugs you eat while you're asleep.
Exactly. The spiders that crawl into your mouth. So I don't wash my face, but then what I do is I have a face roller in the freezer. You guys ever face roll?
I do have a face roller.
Guys, and sometimes mine broke.
Mine broke too, but I still use it. You just need the roller part.
I'm a big fan. We can get into this later in lifestyle stuff, but I'm a big fan of making really nice, clear, big ice cubes.
Yeah.
For drinks. Oh. It absolutely levels up any beverage.
Wow.
But I'll often just sometimes wake up on days where I'm like, okay, we got to be at set at 8 a.m. and whatever. I'll take a big old ice cube and I'll just like roll that around my face. And it feels great. It feels refreshing. It my skin feels really good. And people will often be like, hey, you look extra good
you
today.
Just like feel like you're chiseling yourself too.
Interesting.
You know?
Like I'm made of marble.
I don't love the like under here stuff, so I'm like, maybe I could just freeze that on down.
Exactly.
Interesting.
I can hear about lymphatic draining too. Is that real?
I mean, there is stuff in the lymph nodes, but I always struggle where it's like, actually, you know, this is what we're naturally supposed to do. And I'm like, really? We were supposed to figure out that we need to tippy-tap this and rub it back and get all the mucus down into our tummies. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I saw something that, like, you have to wake up and jump 50 times and that'll drain all of that.
It's kind of stuff like that where I'm like, look, doing it's not going to be harmful for you, but, like,
Scott's
I don't
laughing
know.
At
cut
me.
To you with your legs
I just read
clean
it.
Off.
I don't do it.
You're doing the plausible deniability thing where it's like, people are saying.
People are saying.
I've heard someone bring that one up before. And I'm like, you know what? Getting up like first thing in the morning and like doing some jumps, like I feel like that's, I can't like be mad at that.
It's not gonna hurt.
Getting
it'll probably
up and moving your body
up.
Is
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, it's good in some way or another.
In some way, yeah. But that's what's tricky is that there's such an abundance of these hacks versus these myths versus like stuff that ends up being disproved. And it's like, am I hurting or harming my body? Am I doing a better job by just not participating in any of these? Mm. Who do I believe?
You know what? There's a big one for that for me. Spirulina algae, where they're like, oh, you can just add it into any smoothie or whatever, and it's like, you know, it can't hurt. It's got a bunch of vitamin A. No, it can. There's apparently a huge correlation between algae blooms and animals as well that develop their version of dementia. Like, if it's like, oh, you were too close to this lake that had a bunch of algae blooms, and why are all the, again, it was tigers, I think, why are all the tigers near here developing, like, dementia symptoms?
Mm.
And, so don't know about that one for sure, but there was enough there for me
just
to be
like
uh-oh.
Yeah.
And I guess, realistically, why do I need a spoonful of algae as a land-dwelling person? Oops.
I feel like the one that I know, it's the basic ones that I trust, right? And, like, the biggest one is like wear sunscreen.
Yes.
Like, and apparently like every day.
Even if you're not going outside,
exactly.
You need to put it on, especially on your face. Like,
yes.
If anybody is listening to this being like, okay, I don't moisturize, like especially if you're like a dude or whatever, like just trust me just for just one thing, a very light facial moisturizer or sunscreen.
Like,
just do it.
The moisturizer I put on has sunscreen in it. So that's like the main reason I'm using it. And I've just heard like it's a beauty thing, but it's also truly a health thing.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one where I'm like, man, how did people survive for so long when the sun just kills you?
Well, our faces just looked like a mess. Like, you know, when someone was like, I'm 100 years old in this village, you're like, we know. Whereas now, sometimes, like, people
we
are
can
like,
see the wisdom.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, so do you think we're, like, the prettiest we've ever been?
Probably.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Yeah, I look at history books and I'm like,
ugly.
Yeah. I'm a 10
wait,
in 1200.
You're actually so right. Like, when's the last time you opened a history book and you were like, that's a hottie?
It's like in Renaissance paintings. And even then you're like, okay, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Beauty standards change. So our beauty standards are modern.
True.
Right? It's in the eye of the beholder. If you go back, I wonder if I went back to 1000 AD, I'm walking around some village. Maybe they're all like, who's this gross idiot? Or maybe I wouldn't pull anything. Maybe everyone would be like, nah, dude, no.
Whoa.
You're gross.
You'd be the tallest man in the world.
I go to a tavern, they're like, who's this gross idiot?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? They're like, you smell way too clean.
That
I'm like, come
so
on.
It's so fascinating to think about is how would we be perceived? Like, what things would they find stupid and what things would they be like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Like, you have a language translator, so like imagine, like, we're going to do all the things, so it's like, you go back to 1000 AD in some village, you have a language translator, so you're speaking like they speak, you're understanding what they're saying. But, like, just your vibe. And even if you wear, like, the clothing of the time, like, is your vibe going to just be so weird that they're like, what's wrong with you, man?
I think your vibe's going to be too weird.
Yeah.
Not yours, but just ours, you know?
No, for sure.
Our vibe.
My vibe's too weird now.
Right. We're trying to find a place for your vibe.
I don't know where I belong.
Yeah.
I think you would probably pass as, like, any of us would probably pass as, like, something more royalty related. Ooh. Because if we're the age that we are and our skin still looks clear and our hair is, like, well groomed.
Right.
No, they'd kill me.
Really?
I don't think I would.
In any village 1,000 years ago, you think you'd be killed?
I think so.
Why?
I feel like I think of history and I just think of people just getting killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone from history is dead, and that's
right.
The crazy thing.
Right. So I just think I would also be dead if I was in history.
That's true.
I do the fuck. I do the game sometimes in my head where I'm like, okay, if I put my life in 1700s, how dead am I? And I'm like, oh, I've died like 5 times.
Yeah.
1700s. Oh, that time I got the flu, that was really bad where I had to go to the doctor. I was like,
yeah.
I died.
Okay.
I died.
That's
but
true.
If you guys could live forever, would you?
No. God, no.
Do I have the opportunity to, like, end that eventually? Or
oh,
do
yeah,
I
to have the
live
choice
forever?
To end it? No, it has to be forever.
Forever.
Yeah, absolutely not. You're going to end up floating in space by yourself in nothingness.
Yeah, I think
eventually.
That the hell that you experience is worse than all the time you would have enjoyed.
Yeah. No, I would never. Never
I just
years.
Think it would be fascinating to see, like, where the world goes.
Oh, absolutely. But eventually, the world is going to be gone.
Right.
And you're going to be floating in space
it's
by yourself.
It's going to be so much sooner than you expected to. You're like, in 1,000 years, though,
oh,
buddy, we got
oh,
15
see.
Left.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Yeah, they're speeding that shit up right now.
Maybe when the world ends, you end.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well then.
So you're around
maybe,
up until
maybe,
that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then, think about this. You're thinking about you avoid your own death, but to see everyone you love die around you, like, that's probably worse. You die a million deaths.
I think it would yeah. suck the first, like, round or two.
Yeah.
But then eventually you're just like, I'm this ageless being, and there's
this
always
the next
more
roster.
Video games. There's
yeah.
always more stuff to do.
Like, if we're lucky, what if video games stop?
Oh, unlimited games, but no games?
But no games, but
dude,
unlimited bacon. But no games.
See? And you could just, like, reinvent yourself over and over. It's kind of like being a vampire.
Yeah. It's exactly
sure.
like a vampire.
You know?
Out of everyone at Smosh, you would be the vampire.
I think you've told me that before.
Yeah, you give vampire energy.
But
you both are probably the most vampire
energy. I was going to say, that's a little rude.
You guys are the vampires of Smosh. I think that's fair.
That's
nobody else
cool.
fits. Angela is a vampire? That's hilarious. That's that one, my little vampire.
I think she'd get caught too easily. She'd say something.
She'd walk out
in the
sun.
They'd be like, there she is.
No, I think Angela would be like, I think she wouldn't want to, like, hurt anybody though too. So she'd be like
I'm so
she'd
sorry.
She'd be like, hey, I'm really hungry and, like, I'm a vampire.
I'm really
so
hungry.
Can
no,
I just,
no,
like,
it's fine.
It's fine.
That's fine. I'm not. I don't actually need.
I think Courtney could be a vampire.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, with the current haircut, yeah, she's good.
Oh, yeah,
I think
Courtney
would have more fun as a werewolf, though. I think Courtney can, like, play a vampire. And Courtney can do whatever they want.
They're always growling.
But, like, I think they would enjoy, like, I'm, like, tied to the woods and, like, nature or something.
Yeah, you're so right. Werewolf, you know? Horse girl.
Ugh, but werewolves, like, it feels like it hurts so bad to turn.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I mean, actually, it sounds like it hurts.
I think
American Werewolf,
like,
in London, that transition's brutal.
Well, in Vampire Diaries, you, like, break all your bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do that at you when you're a werewolf. Yeah. If Courtney was a werewolf, do you think they'd still be a YouTuber? And if so, would their catchphrase be like and subscribe?
That's crazy. That's crazy, dude. I cannot believe you said
that. Thank you. So when it comes to shaving,
did I miss something?
L-Y-C-A-N, lichen, lycanthropy, werewolfism.
I just don't know as much stuff.
Damien knows so much stuff.
I'm sorry.
I don't know as much stuff.
Fucking crazy.
So when shaving.
I'm bad at shaving. I'm really bad. I also, whenever I've grown out a beard, I'm like, I don't know where the fuck.
Okay, so find your Adam's apple / like middle of your neck and take two fingies, index finger and middle finger, and from there, that's the line that you shave to.
And from there, blah!
Yeah, don't press too hard. The line that you shave to. And then on the cheek, like, just clean up the cheek part and make a line. Like, just clean up the two lines. Anything else can still be...
Okay.
So kind of like contour.
Yeah.
Just, like, get those lines.
That's really the vibe.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it. Okay.
Yeah, I struggled. I'm not good at eyeing it, but...
Yeah.
Oh, and then also
once it, like, once mine got out, I was like, how do I, like, keep it to a certain level?
You gotta have a trimmer with, like, a guard on it.
Yeah.
Like there's those that you, like, rotate, and it's like, it's at an 8, it's at a 5. And, like,
I think I tried, and then I clearly messed up, and then I, like, took way too much off, and I was like, oh, I gotta start over again.
Mm. You guys use aftershave?
No.
I don't.
I just have a Norelco one blade.
Nice.
Ian told me about it, and it's just like a simple little...
Because I think I told Ian about it. Yeah, the Philips one.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, because I ordered it with Luke at the same time, funny enough.
Yeah,
it's
great.
I've been using it for years. That's just how I do the quick trimmies, and then the other one is more like... I think it is Norelco, or it's like a more legit, like, full thing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to my hair, I'm just doing whatever.
Yeah?
Fans point it out all the time. My hair is different every day.
Just doing whatever.
We're in and out of, like, wigs a lot. In our videos, and I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
A lot of people here take a lot of time in between shoots to, like, get everything back.
Right.
But I'm like, I can't.
My hair is also under my eyes. I'm like,
my hair refuses. It's just tough.
Can't be tamed.
I feel that way with my long hair, that it's incredibly hard to maintain it. Mm. And I think I've done the natural thing for a long time as well, of just kind of, like, it's sort of naturally wavy, curly, and sometimes that's enough. But lately it's been feeling, especially as I see it on camera, it feels like it just looks like messy. Mm. Like it just kind of looks like frizzy or not something that I would want. And so now I feel like I've been putting in the work of, like, styling it and putting heat on it, making it, like, look nicer. And it's thank you. But it's just so much work, is why I'm going to cut my hair and make it, I think, shorter. My hair also just grows back so fast.
We long-haired folks, you and I, we long-haired vampires. It's a lot of maintenance.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But if I live forever, I could do lots of phases.
And you could have so much long hair.
Exactly. And collect it.
You can really Rapunzel that.
And it could be green.
It can be green.
I think at some point, I can just see it in my future, I'm going to go blonde.
Oh.
I don't know, like, fully blonde. Like, I mean, that would be awesome. I don't know. But, like, a blonde streak, at least, like, really intrigues me.
Yeah.
Or, like, I really want to do, like, red streaks throughout my hair. That would really look,
like,
cool.
Like Shadow the Hedgehog.
So, yes, actually. Yeah. Like, something just, like, I just feel like I want to do a lot with my hair. But for some reason, it just feels like not yet. So I'm going to do my next haircut, which will be next week, which will be 5 months ago. And that, I think, is the first, like, new look.
So people have already seen your new look.
Yeah.
But
this will be
throwback
old hair. Yeah,
right now.
TBT. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm excited.
It'll be good. Because the same thing I did. I talked about my glasses on here and then I came back. And here it is.
I love when people do a big hair switch up. It's always, like, fun to see.
Yeah.
Jonathan had a big switch up. It looks sick as hell.
Old.
Got a bunch of pink in there. It's so cool.
I like it. I like it.
Moving on. Style. Mm. Thoughts? I have a lot of thoughts when it comes to style.
Me too.
I do too, but I definitely want to hear y'all's, because I'm looking for some tips too.
If you look back on old Smosh videos, you'll see my style has changed a lot. I think you got to see in some of our, we reacted to some old videos at one point, and I used to wear like a couple things. And I still, my wardrobe's still kind of limited, but I would wear a beanie down to like here. I wore one pair of boots every day. Was not really coordinating things. I thought I was, wasn't really. And then even further than that, I was wearing a jacket every day. I had this green leather jacket and I wore it every day.
Oh, I loved that.
And then before that, I had a different jacket because I was, frankly, I was insecure about my body. So I would just wear jackets year round, no matter how hot it was. Because I just was like, oh, well, I look good if I cover everything up. That was kind of the vibe. And the same with my beanie. I was like, okay, if I just cover everything up, if I don't like how my hair looks, I'll just completely erase this area.
Totally.
And that was kind of the vibe. But eventually I started being like, you know what? I'm going to look into like how to style myself.
Yeah.
Like, what's a good wardrobe? What do I do? And I feel like I've been slowly learning over the course of years.
Totally. Do you feel more confident with it now?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still striving. And I will say when it comes to videos, I know I wear the same things a lot, but that's by design because we film like five videos in a day. So I have to like wear something that, and I hate changing.
I hate changing. I have been doing that.
I don't know why it is agony for me to change my pants. When I have to, when for some reason for a video, they're like, yeah, well, and we'll give you these pants. I'm like, do I have to switch the pants?
Yeah.
I ask that too, usually.
It's so weird because it's not that hard, but it's just like,
yeah, which just reminds you that you have to pee. And then you're like, well.
The pants are the only thing stopping me from peeing all the time. Is that I'm wearing my pants.
Yeah.
I am exhausted when I have to change pants
for
a video.
Because you have to take off your shoes, too.
Yeah.
Right,
and, like, you're
it.
Going from your own comfortable, like, broken-in jeans to, like, this might kind of fit. It's, and these are, like, dress pants.
Totally.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Totally. Well, I want to say I relate to you a lot with the style thing. I think for me it was a lot earlier, actually. And I did something similar when I was growing up, when I was in middle school especially. I stopped really being in – I had injured myself when I was doing gymnastics. So I had stopped, and that in that period of time, I gained a little bit of weight because I was on crutches. And I similarly was like, I need to hide my body. And the most comfortable way to do that was to just layer up. And I wasn't really thinking, I think, in terms of fashion or style, but I was just wearing like really large oversized sweaters and like sweatpants to school. And I didn't think anybody cared. I was like, who cares? It's my body and it's what I'm wearing and I'm comfortable and whatever. And I still remember I was in class and we were turning in like a piece of paper. So I had like gotten up along with a lot of my peers and we had put the paper down. And this girl, she turns to me and she's like, you look comfortable.
Oh,
God.
And it truly like... It's like the defining moment of when I was like, oh my God. Because I went home that day and I'm not like exaggerating. I put all of my sweatshirts and sweatpants in a bag and like donated it like immediately. And I was like, okay, like I have to start exercising and I have to start dressing nicely and I have to start doing all these things. Because now apparently other people around me give a shit about
that
what I'm wearing.
Sucks.
Yeah. That's, I feel. Like, that sucks hearing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because ultimately, I think where I was so, when I first moved out here, was so dressing for auditions.
Yeah. Same.
So I had such a limited wardrobe, and it was entirely based on being perceived and being bookable.
Yep.
Right.
So I didn't have any sort of self-expression. But that's the beauty of style that I've come to learn. Because I'm like, yeah, ultimately, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, I don't think we should care.
Yeah.
It shouldn't bother you what someone else is wearing. You shouldn't, and certainly, I mean, that's high school. Or what was that high school?
It was middle school.
Oh,
that's brutal.
Vicious.
That's, brutal.
Yeah, that's vicious time.
Yeah.
But it's such a fun way to express yourself. And
yes.
I really am inspired a lot here at Smosh. So much of our cast and crew, like, really express themselves through how they dress. And it's really cool. It's a way of being like, oh, like, you get to kind of know who someone is before you're even talking to them based on based on how they use themselves as a canvas.
Totally.
Yeah, you're like, that guy's pants, Damien's pants has so many pockets. Like, just like he contains multitudes.
Tell
like,
us that's about the pocket pants, please. Tell us.
Oh, I just love comfortable cargo pants with a bunch of pockets. Like,
heck
that
yeah.
style has always been really cool to me. You know, I know it's goofy to some other people, but like it started out like way back in the day when I started getting those kind of pants. It was like the fast fashion stuff. It was like the Shein. And since it, you know, immediately after that, it's just like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. Like we all sort of learned that that's not the best. But they're like some really legit brands that I've found that actually make like good quality stuff. And it's not like fast fashion. It's like truly well made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ethically made. And, I just like the comfort of it. But speaking of comfort and weight, I want to touch on that real quick. I have always struggled with my weight throughout my whole life. I'm really good at it, but just in one direction. And so, thank you. So like, you know, I'm going through a period right now where I'm like heavier for my own metric of like, I'm on the heavier side. It's just like, ah, that sucks. But one thing that I wish I would have like learned sooner and told myself sooner is don't dress for the body that you think you're about to have. Buy clothes for yourself now.
Yeah.
So true.
I would always buy jeans and be like, well, I'm about to drop down a little bit too. Like I've been exercising so I can get it on that smaller size. It's like, no, homie.
Yeah.
Like buy pants that fit you right now.
Yeah.
Because it is such an uncomfortable thing to have to like constantly work towards, soon I will be able to wear clothes and be kind of comfortable if I earn it. It's like, no, dude, just do it.
I hear that.
It's also amazing. Like that, I'm always like hesitant to give advice on kind of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to clothes, I mean, I truly think like human bodies, no matter the shape, like I think they look good, right? And when you wear clothes that fit properly, it's like that really is what makes someone look good.
Totally.
When it's like, oh, you're wearing the clothes that are made like that fit your body.
Yeah.
And then that's when the style looks fantastic. And I mean, especially in LA, like you go to like flea markets and stuff, you'll see people of every size and shape and people look awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they've really, they're expressing themselves. And yeah, it's like, it is kind of the like the trope of like, no, if you're confident in who you are, like you're going to look amazing.
I agree.
And I really see that a lot.
I really like that idea too, because it gives a different definition to the word fit, I think, because it's like not like, oh, is it fitting you right? Because I, you know, it's clear. I think lots of people have this idea of what they want their body to look like and being unhappy with the current state of their body. But I think it goes back to your style too, Damien. Like one of the reasons I think it's awesome is because it's also like really defining. It's like, you know, not to make it like a brand thing, but it does kind of feel like something that I then associate you with.
Oh,
and I start
you.
To think like, this is like Damien style and it fits who he is as a person.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
A word that I think I like to use as well of like rather than being like, oh, that doesn't like look right or doesn't look good. I feel like flattering is a good word to use or like, oh, maybe that isn't so flattering for me because of like, again, not right or wrong, but like, oh, my hips are a little bit bigger. So these pair of pants aren't very flattering to me.
Mm.
Interesting. I like that. I really do. And I think it's, I don't know if y'all can relate to this, but like I am like never confident in my body, never have been, but I will look back at older photos, even just a few years ago and be like, oh wow, like I look really good in that photo.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. But I like in that photo, that mindset, I hated myself.
Yeah.
So it's like, be the you that you are right now.
Totally, totally.
You'll save yourself a lot of grief.
I think with your style, especially Damien, I feel like your style really came into like clarity at like, in these past few years, when I also feel like you've done a lot of self-discovery.
Yeah.
And I feel like they kind of go hand in hand.
Thank
and it's
you,
like, it is the confidence to be like, I'm going to wear this bold thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like most people I know who are wearing bold, like choices of clothing are just like, or just like unique defining, like that's, you recognize that that's their expression.
Yeah.
I feel like it goes hand in hand with self-understanding.
I'm also a big believer that the way you wear things is transparent. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like when you have like a new shirt on or something and people are like, is that a new shirt? And it's kind of because you're like wearing it with like, I'm wearing a new shirt.
Yeah.
So it's like, it ties to that confidence of like, oh, I like what I am wearing. I, f- I look good so I feel good kind of
right,
thing.
Yeah.
But you have to believe it for yourself.
A lot of it's also just, you're talking about flattering. I think it's just like execution. And it's so interesting how like, it's an art form, right? And it's so interesting how if you miss something just by a smidge when it comes to art, it's like, oh, it's so noticeable,
yeah.
right? And I've done that a lot, and I'm constantly trying new things where I will try something like, oh, I want to do this look, and then it comes out, and people are like, what is Shane doing here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's interesting. And it's fine. I'm not, like, that bothered by it. But I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work. I can see it doesn't work. Where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to wear these leather shoes with like, these jeans because I've seen someone do it, and it looks great.
Yes. Yes.
But then I do it. I'm like, why doesn't this work? And it's fascinating that it comes down to, like, oh, the material of your socks did
yeah.
not match the jeans that you're wearing and the shoes. And I'm like, and it's crazy. It throws it all off.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like fascinated by it. I'm like, oh, it doesn't work. And I think that's cool that I'm learning.
I actually wanted to ask you about that specifically. Socks. I need new socks, but
socks
I don't know
tough.
Sock style.
I'm still
so
struggling. I'm still struggling with socks. Okay. A look that I really genuinely love, I was too scared to go for, was the look that was popular this year of dudes wearing the shorts with loafers, black loafers, and the high socks. Did you see dudes wearing that? And they would wear like an Oxford shirt with like shorts.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but it's like, I'm like, what are the types of socks? Like, I know that if I mess up the socks,
yeah.
this look is going to look dumb as hell.
So if I may, actually, please. I've got a loafer and a white sock on right now.
Okay. Whoa. It's like a dress sock, right? It's got to be like the...
Oh.
So,
okay. And you've got like
loafers?
An ankle sock.
New loafers.
New loafers.
Was I wearing them as new loafers?
No, wow. There's no dirt on the bottom.
Those are nice.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. But you see, I have this white sock on, and I think the importance is that it's like there's no pattern on it right now. Like,
yeah.
It would be okay, I think, if there was like a, you know, some like knitting. I'm going to put my foot down now.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. I think it would be okay if there was, you know, some stitching on there and whatnot, but like the stark contrast of having a different color, I think would throw it off. Like if there was like a navy or a blue or something, it's like, well, your shoe's black, there's some gold on it, you know?
That would be crazy. I don't think I could handle
that'd be crazy.
Navy.
Yeah.
And see, there's all these rules that I sometimes hear of like, you can't wear white socks with black shoes, but then sometimes people do it. There's ways to break all the rules and
totally.
It can work.
I'm wearing black socks with white shoes. Is that weird? Am I okay?
You have to leave.
That's okay.
Should I put my feet on the table
too? There's all these methods. There's like the sandwich methods, and then there's like color theory of like what colors fit for you and stuff like that. Honestly, like my hack overall, I've said this before, I go on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I just search up wardrobe inspiration or like fashion Los Angeles, and like I'll just scroll through and I'll just pin the pictures that are like
very smart.
Good to me.
It's just all pictures of you already, and you're like, no.
I'm like, oh, I searched Arasha from Smosh. no, and then I'll truly just like find outfits, and like on Pinterest, you can just like click things and be like, oh, I want a coat like that. Now I'm shopping for a coat like that.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah. I would also say for me, I think with guys, it's really hard because a lot of fashion advice from dudes is really bad because there's also like so much of the sphere of men is kind of dismissive. Or like a judgy of like if you're trying to dress fashionable, they're like, don't do that.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Basketball
and
shorts.
So guys want to do the thing where they're wearing a hoodie with a blazer over it, and it's like that. It's like that's the look.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's just like you're searching for like I want to know like what's the like proper traditional way, like what's the science to it, and it's hard to find.
Yeah.
But I have found there are plenty of influencers, and like that's been my method. And I also understand like when it comes to pricing, like style can be expensive.
Yes.
But what I actually think has saved me money is finding the styles and finding influencers who I'm like, oh, the way they dress is how I want to dress.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. And I'm like, I'm learning just how to structure and like silhouette a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, great. Now when I go thrifting, I know the vibe. And it doesn't have to be a brand. Sure. It doesn't. I'm like, that's the shape I'm looking for. That's the material I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So often when I'm thrifting now, I'm like, I'm truly just going through the racks. I'm like, I can spot the material that I'm looking for.
Yes.
And I find, I'm like, is it the right size?
Yeah.
And I'm like, great. And like, you go thrifting a lot. You probably are not going to find a thing. But every now and then you're going to find that piece that you then now have that forever.
Yeah.
And you spent maybe $5 on it. And now it's like, oh, sweet. I got this great Oxford shirt. That'll last me 10 years because it fits with so many looks.
I also happen to think having another person that has like an eye for it is always helpful.
Huge.
I mean, I assign like literally a lot of Fabian style because I am picking it out. Like, I think I have a really good, now, especially in my adult life, I've definitely become a lot more confident in my fashion sense and my aesthetics. And I think I'm really good at being like, oh, like these work well together. These quality, like this is good on your skin tone. This is good on this. And he's somebody that's like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Funny. You like, please help me pick out my outfits.
Yeah.
I will say that, sorry, what were you gonna say?
You reminded me of a very goofy story, but please don't forget the thing you were going to say.
Okay.
I remember I was like probably 22, 23 in LA, and I was with my then girlfriend, and we were thrifting, and I'm not good at telling people when something doesn't work.
No.
So she and I are like, I think it was Buffalo Exchange. She and I are like thrifting in Buffalo Exchange, and you know, we're early 20s and I think look kind of fashionable. So this guy who's like a little older comes out of the dressing room in this like pink fuzzy hat and is like, excuse me, like, what do you guys think about this? Like, can I pull this off? And I was just like, yes. And he was like, okay, thank you. And I remember when we got in the car, she was like, why did you tell him that?
Horrible.
That's where you use the word flattering. That's where we use that.
I don't know, man. I guess it's living in LA, like you will see people wear some wild shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't wear it with confidence, it looks horrible.
Yeah.
But if you rock it, it's now the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Could have changed his life. Maybe he's dead now. I don't know.
The Rose Bowl flea market, when I go, people dress so...
Yeah.
In such fascinating ways.
Also, they're dressing like for the flea market.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. Like, it's clearly like thrifted fits. It's not like, oh, you're wearing an expensive piece. It's like,
right.
You just paired together an outfit I never would have thought
so
of.
So hip, so cool.
And it's so sick. And it does not adhere to current trends. It's just, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But no, what I was gonna say is, I feel like a lot of times people talk about my style and they're like, oh, wow, Courtney's done a lot. And I'm like, it's not Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want to disregard that.
You're wrong on that one. Sometimes what I would attribute to Courtney is that when I take risks, she's always like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Whereas before Courtney, I think my insecurities would win, whereas you have that person in your court going like, no, do that. Take that risk.
And it, of course, it doesn't just have to be a partner. Like, I love the idea of stepping out of a dressing room and being like, hey, gang, what do
Absolutely.
We think?
And I will say, like, amongst here at Smosh, like, anytime people take big swings, like, it's such a supportive atmosphere here.
Yeah.
Because we're friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
I was going to throw out some names, though, for dudes. Of where I've gotten a lot of style advice from that I love. There's a big influencer. I think a lot of people know about him. He goes by Edgy Albert. And he does, it's like, that's how I want to dress.
Ooh.
It's very much like the traditional, like, you know, like kind of like pleated khakis with a tucked in, like button up shirt and stuff. And like a really cool vibe, just a lot of cohesive outfits.
That doesn't read as edgy to
He's
me.
Not, that's just his name.
I see.
But he's it's very like traditional, like.
Short for Edgemond.
Like classic styles. And then otherwise, like, what I find, how I want to dress is every single Japanese or Korean dude on Instagram.
Oh.
Their accounts, I'm like, fuck, you guys look so cool.
It's always the hair, too, with that.
Well, they just they look great. But there's one I found recently that I'm like, this is how I want to dress. This is how I'm trying. And his name is, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, but it's footloose_jung or J-U-N-G.
Yes, but, you were saying this yesterday.
I translated his bio and it's like, oh, like style for men in their 30s. And I'm like, hell yeah, nailed it. I knew it.
Yes.
But he just dresses so sick. Like I have that green pair of pants that I wear a lot, the like fatigues. And I discovered from like seeing these influencers from the other side of the world. And they are just killing it, man.
Yeah.
I do like that style. I feel like it's a weird balance where I'm like, oh, I like the tech wear and the khaki jeans, but I could also, not the khaki jeans, sorry, cargo pants, but I could also see myself doing something like button-up shirt with like suspenders, the spectacles, and like the rolled-up sleeves. Like, I would love to do something like that. And I feel like it's such a whiplash when you're like,
nah, man,
adopting like, this is my style, but wait.
But it is the thing, like for me, where I'm like, I want my whole wardrobe to work with itself.
Mm. Mm.
And so when you have a piece that's like, doesn't work with anything else, it's like, fuck, like,
yeah,
this thing is so cool, I can only wear it with this one shirt.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I feel like I try to fit the vibe. It's a lot easier when it is like a day on set, because then it's like, oh, I have some theme to go off of, I guess. Like, especially if we're doing like Reddit stories, it's like Reddit stories blank. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me dress like a family.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, trying to match that.
I get that. Because we also, so much of our stuff can be filmed months in advance. So it's like, all right, it's a Christmas episode today.
You're like, it's March.
Yeah. All right, for later in the year.
Exactly.
Last one I wanted to shout out is there's an account on Instagram that I've come across. He goes by Vitor Aruda. And he does this cool series. He's a plus size guy. And he does a series of like, is this a good fit? Or is the guy who is wearing it just like slim, right? And so he then will wear like these outfits that are like trending, where it's like, oh, this like Timothée Chalamet was seen wearing this cool outfit.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, is it a good outfit? Or is it that it's Timothée Chalamet who's, you know,
got it,
very skinny? And so he will do all these fits and he'll show like, no, this looks awesome.
Wow.
Like, it looks so cool. He constantly looks dope as hell.
Love that.
That's
great. I've come across many creators like that. I'm always fascinated.
Yeah. You know, I think a big part of it too is accessorizing that I've learned. It's not just, right, like the top and the bottom. It's
totally
like layering, adding like a jacket or something.
And I wish I lived in a cold environment because I can't layer.
I know.
Like,
it is really hard. Well, it's like certain materials, like linens, are very like light.
Yeah.
I noticed you're wearing three layers, and I was like, how is he doing?
Well, it's also cold here today.
It's very cold. I know you run warm though. Yeah.
You know, I think, I don't know if, it could just be like getting older, but every once in a while I'm like, oh, I'm a little chilly now.
I'll
wear a little jacket. Like I wore a jacket here today. That's new for you.
You and Tommy are the ones who, like, when they're like asking about the AC, I'm always like, these guys are going to stand
Tommy,
in my
who's
way.
Wearing like a tiny tank top. Yeah. He's like, it's hot in here.
It's so hot with all this skin on my skin.
It's why I love watches though. Like I love watches.
Yes.
And so I wear them truly because I'm like, it kind of makes me feel good. I feel secure. And I think it can add so much. And I was inspired by people here. Like Brennan has always worn a watch. He's not in the room right now. But Brennan wears a watch. And I always was like, oh, that looks so cool.
Yeah. I recently retired my Apple Watch as well for a nicer watch. Thank you. I mean, it's not nicer. It definitely was like $10.
But thank you.
My take is like whenever I see really expensive watches, I never think they look as good.
Yeah.
I think the Casios and the Timexes are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I fell down a watch rabbit hole like maybe a year ago, and a lot of these companies do make the same things just at like different tiers. Mm-hmm. Like certain companies are actually this company, but at a lower tier. Like I think Omega and Rolex are related, but I could be wrong. But I have a hot tip with watches that I wanted to share.
Ooh, okay.
So you know, got my weeb style, but also sometimes I want to be a little bit classy. So Seiko watches, S-E-I-K-O.
Yeah.
They have a cheaper tier to them. It's like Seiko Electro or something like that. Seiko something.
Uh-huh.
Seiko Gear. I don't know. If you go on eBay and Google Seiko, or just look up Seiko and anything you like, they probably collabed with that thing that you like.
Ooh.
And they will have a watch that looks very classy and just has a little wink to that one thing. So there's like, there's Seiko Metal Gear Solid. I have two watches that are Seiko Monster Hunter. And they look great, but you would never know unless you were looking really close. You'd be like, oh my God, like I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Totally.
But there's Seiko, like different car companies. Seiko, yeah. Flipping Hatsune Miku. And it doesn't always just have to be something nerdy. Like, there's everything. And the cheaper versions of the watches, like, they can be relatively affordable.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, dupes, I feel like, were in, like, last year. I think they're still in.
It's not even a matter of dupes, too. It's just, like I said, learning about style, I have found that I'm like, I can dress in a way that looks like I spent more money than I did. I'm actually saving money. I'm going to thrift stores. I'm finding this all like spending under $100 for a whole wardrobe. And there was a watch that I have. It's a Casio that was like, I want to say it was like $70. Mm. But people were, there was like an account that was like posting, being like, oh, here's Shane's watch. And they thought it was a far more expensive watch that was like $300. I'm like, I'll let the people think that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, sure. But I'm like, no, it's just a good, it's a good looking watch.
Totally.
I just found the one that fits that style without spending that money. But when it gets to really pricey stuff, I'm like, I'm not a fan of gemstones or diamonds or things like that, especially with watches.
Yeah.
Like Rolexes, I'm like, I just don't, I personally don't like the look of them. I mean, I can't afford one, but if I could, I wouldn't buy one anyways.
Yeah.
I love, like, this one's a $40, if that. I think this might be like a $30 watch, and I've worn it for years, and I'm obsessed with it.
With those things, too, it's always like, it's so, I'm so easy to, like, lose, like, sunglasses.
Totally.
So I'm like, I cannot spend more than $10 on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it to a certain minimum.
I also think some of it is just about, like, storing money without having to put it in a bank. Like, Rolex is legit like, oh, I have $50,000 with me if I need it.
But it's an investment, right?
True.
I've heard
or
that.
Or, like, Longinus is like, okay, you're a pilot and we know it and you're carrying $30,000 in the form of a watch. Like, I don't know, but
It's interesting.
Well, so I want to go back for a sec because you described at least, like, somewhat of your style in, like, as a weeb. Is there like other words that you guys would describe your style? Like, would you describe it as edgy or classy?
I truly, my desire is to dress like classic. Like, I love like classic, like 60s through 80s men's style.
I think that works for you.
And I really want to find it and build a wardrobe because I'm a big believer, like, if we're talking about lifestyle, I really want to adhere to, like, buy it for life. It's why I love when I find a piece that I'm like, this is a classic look that's been in for decades. I'm like, I can buy this jacket and wear it for the next 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I really want to do that. And, like, I recently found a jacket. I thrifted a jacket that's at least from the 80s. The company went out of business in the 80s.
Whoa.
So I'm like, this is 40 years old. So I'm like, it's been around for 40 years. I could wear this for another 40 years. And I love that. My desire is to have a closet that really I only swap out pieces every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I like to be wearing the same things. Like when I'm in my 40s, I want to be wearing a lot of the same stuff I'm wearing now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to be classic. So that American traditional.
You're very like mid-century modern as a
I love mid-century
style.
Modern too. Yeah. But like how a lot of these like Japanese and Korean influencers are dressing is it's very much based in that traditional, like classic kind of vintage style.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And thrifted pieces are the best, I think.
Because
like, oh, this is one of a kind rather than like six right here that I'm going through.
I did not thrift much back when I was younger and didn't have money.
Same.
And I viewed like my wardrobe was so small because I was like, well, I can't afford to do this. And if I buy a shirt, like, all right, I'm wearing that shirt for a while. I wished I'd have utilized thrift stores more.
I'm really bad at thrifting clothing, but I am a big proponent of finding used furniture.
Totally.
Like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, estate sales or even like online auctions
antique
for something that's closed.
Totally.
Love it. Like,
love
every bit of furniture I have for the most part, except for like my bed frame, because I don't want to.
Sure.
I've gotten used, and you can find some really cool, like, bespoke pieces in the same way where it's like, I have this, I think it was made in like East Germany. It's like a record player, fireplace, wet bar combo, or like dry bar combo, where like it's a fake fireplace, but you can pull out different drawers to make it like either a record player or whatever. And it's like, where would you ever find that? But yeah. I got it for like $80.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, sorry to completely change. To
No, furniture. It's in the same thing of like finding a deal. Cause I know for so many of our listeners and viewers and just people out there, like money is fucking tight right now.
And you can get some good quality stuff for cheap because like you don't need to buy 8 bookcases. No one needs 8 bookcases. So when one pops up, odds are you're not beating out a bunch of other people to try to get it. You might get a really good quality one for $50 and it stays with you forever.
Yeah,
totally. And there's usually like some really cool history behind it too.
Yeah.
If you ever go to like an estate sale, I feel like there's always like somebody sitting in like a rocking chair and she's like, did you know?
Literally.
Yeah. You know? And then you're like, nice.
I was carrying out a mirror with like a very unique shape one day and this lady goes, oh, the mirror. And I turn around, I'm like, what's up? Like, can other people see her? I'm just like,
yeah. Is she in the mirror?
And I was like, and she's like, oh no, it just, I'm glad it sold, you know, this was, you know, this person's favorite mirror. And I was like, can you tell me about her? And they're like, well, she was big for the community here and was part of making this city like a city and like da da da. And you just hear these cool stories. And now whenever I see that mirror, I remember the time I met a ghost.
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Well, neat.
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 Cool.
Yeah.
So maybe we should go over to each other's places and point out what was used.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Goddamn,
it's a cool thing to take away from this conversation.
Kind of all of it. You know, the last thing I'm having a lot of trouble with is a sofa because I've got these like really cool, like regal looking Victorian style, like settee sofas.
Yeah,
and they're beautiful. They're not always the best to sit on, and I think I need a more comfortable place in my home. So I'm just like, you can't really get a used sofa that's not kind of gross.
Yeah.
What sofa do I get that's super comfortable without being extremely expensive that my cats won't shred to dust?
You could pick one from here.
I thought about
steal
it.
Steal a couch from Smosh.
I thought about it.
There's so many. And I think you were saying they're all just leaning on each other.
They're really just kind of out there. It's like grazing cattle. It's like, what are they doing?
Honestly, I think you'd be doing somebody a favor.
I think they'd be happy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this has been so fun. I think we should continue this conversation at some point.
Yeah.
This feels like endless.
Let's meet back here in 1 year and see how our style has changed.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody get a haircut?
Yes.
Okay, I will.
We
all actually
are.
Probably need one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I cut your hair?
Guys, it's been so fun doing this today.
Request it. Put it in the comments. Put it in the comments. Make it the top comment.
Thank you for watching. If you have any lifestyle hacks, comment down below. Let us know. And we'll talk to you later. Bye. No, absolutely not.
I could cut Damien's hair at the same time.
No.
Blindfolded.
No, we've done this type of content before. We're not doing it again.
Oh yeah, I could shave Ian's head.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.